This is The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. On Wednesday, in the state of New Jersey, 275 people died from COVID-19. That's the largest single-day rise in deaths that the state has seen. Now, there are more than 1,500 people who've died in New Jersey due to the coronavirus. The state's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has been leading the response, and he joins me now. Governor, good to have you on.
Nice to be with you, Lizzie.
On Wednesday, you announced a bunch of new executive orders to enforce social distancing. For example, requiring that residents wear masks in grocery stores, among other measures. Why do this now?
So we started meeting, Lizzie, on the coronavirus in January, and we have been every step of the way doing everything we can and could have to stay out ahead of this. And we are constantly reassessing the data, the science, the facts. And we concluded this week we needed to shut even further, and it brings me no joy to do that, but we need to. We must break the back of this, so we close state and county parks. As you rightfully point out, we put some directives, very clear directives in place for supermarket essential retail. We limited eliminated non-essential construction, among other steps. You know, it is... This is a war, and it's right before us. The next couple of weeks are make or break. We've seen some early flattening of the curve of positive tests. As you point out, the fatalities, God bless their souls, continue to rise dramatically. We've got to break the back of this now, and that's social distancing. Stay at home. Stay away from each other.
California sent the state 100 ventilators. Do you now have what you need in terms of medical equipment?
God bless Gavin Newsom and the great state of California. And as I said, I look forward to our Lafayette, we are here moment when we can send them back his way. God forbid if he ever need them. We still don't have what we need, and we're racing. Lizzie, we think about this as a war, which it is, with two fronts. One front is to flatten the curve, as I've said, and that leads to the amount of people who are infected, which leads to hospitalizations, critical care units, ventilators, etc. And so we are aggressively trying to break the back of that curve. At the same time, we are aggressively building out healthcare capacity, beds, ventilators, personal protective equipment. Healthcare workers are heroes. And we are doing everything we can to try to stay out ahead of all of those curves. But it is a struggle. It's a minute-to-minute struggle, and we're doing our best.
So help me understand how you're getting equipment from the federal government, because what we've heard from the White House is a little confusing. Do you get it directly from FEMA? Do you have to go through a private company or a third party?
For ventilators, we have been single sourcing, but for the great gesture by California from the strategic stockpile, although that doesn't mean we haven't tried. I will tell you literally now hundreds, if not thousands, of other avenues. Personal protective equipment, we are sourcing both from the strategic stockpile, and we're grateful for that, but also all over the state, country, and frankly, the world. The bed capacity is a combination of a huge lift from the Army Corps, 3 field medical stations, that's 1,000 beds, lots of aggressive creative work by our hospitals, reopening closed wings, dormitories, hotels potentially for step-down patients. And then in terms of our healthcare workforce, we've put a call to arms out, and I'm happy to say thousands of folks have raised their hand and said, listen, we want to come in from the bullpen and help. So those are all processes underway that we manage literally minute to minute.
We've been looking on this show at some of the racial disparities in deaths and illness from this disease. Can you tell us about the racial breakdown of deaths and cases in your state?
Yeah, so we're early, so this is imperfect data, and we started outlining this, I think, 3 or 4 days ago. But the early sense is there is a disproportionate impact on communities of color, as we have seen elsewhere in the country. Again, it is early. But in specific African-American fatalities, based on the numbers that we've reported, something like low to mid 20% of the fatalities, God rest their souls, in a population that is where the African-American community would be something more like 14 or 15%.
So what are you doing to protect people?
I'm sorry?
So what are you doing to help protect those communities?
listen, we are the most diverse state in America in almost every respect, and invariably, I learned this as a former national board member of the NAACP. Even in peace times, you've got folks who get left behind, and invariably those are communities of color. So we are aggressively with mayors. In particular, I'll shout out Roz Baraka of Newark, who's doing an incredible job reaching deep into the community with as much support as humanly possible, enforcing our stay-at-home policies to protect folks. A whole range of steps we're taking. Again, what you have in a normal time is only exacerbated in a crisis like this, and that's what we're seeing.
Some 300,000 people in your state have filed for unemployment, but the computer system that handles those claims is 40 years old, runs on a programming language that's barely taught anymore. How do you fix that?
Yeah, we've put, among other calls to arms, out for COBOL programmers, which I never thought I would hear myself saying. But listen, we are catching up, and folks have been frustrated because the spike in unemployment in New Jersey was like it is in many places in America right now, record levels. Folks rightfully want to have the phone picked up. They want the website to work. We are slowly but surely chopping through all that. What we've said to folks is you will not lose a penny. You'll not lose any of the federal add-on. You'll get what you deserve. Please bear with us. We'll get to you. We understand, comparing notes, a lot of states are struggling with this. That doesn't make it any easier on anybody, but we will eventually chop through the backlog, and I don't blame people for being frustrated in the meantime.
And just quickly, Governor, what are you saying to people who want to know when their lives will resemble something normal?
I hope it is in warm weather, Lizzie. We are still in the fight. While the curve of positive tests may be flattening, we have not plateaued. We're still going up. Deaths, God bless them, are still spiking. I hope, sometime, May, June, we can begin to responsibly put our toe back in the water.
Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Good to be with you, Lizzie.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.